Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, anywhere you may be. We are very excited to be able to greet you, be able to welcome you, especially people who are newcomers, who have started to join us in the last few weeks, in the last few months. We're glad and we ask the Lord Most High to be with you all and that the blessing of heaven descend in abundance upon you in every facet of your life, your material, spiritual, work, financial facet of your life, especially the part of God being with you with His Holy Spirit. We are giving you a cordial welcome to this place and to this moment where we are going to glorify and exalt and bless our Heavenly Father. He deserves all the honor. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praising, and He deserves all the worship. And among all of us, let us dedicate these moments to Him, and let us exalt Him and praise Him. You may take your seats, because He is a God of glory, and He is a blessed God. He is a powerful God. He is a wonderful God. We say to people who are new to church that we have a complete gospel with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and that the Lord reveals His doctrine to His spiritual leader. We live what is written and recorded in the Holy Scriptures. The Lord made us to the image and likeness of His, as instruments of His praise, to worship Him, to exalt Him, and to glorify Him, because our God is too good. Our God is beautiful. Our God is wonderful. Our God lives and reigns. He allows us to feel His presence. He allows us to feel His love. He allows us to enjoy His manifestation, His glorious manifestation, which is why we all give Him the glory and honor to the Lord. And He speaks to us. Perhaps many people are skeptical when we hear us, when they hear us say God speaks, but God has always spoken. There was a sister who is an elderly citizen, who he told her that not only will she receive a new member of her family, a granddaughter, but also the wicked one would want to place illness both her and the child. Their difficult moments came to their health because they both began her joints started to deteriorate. She started experiencing severe pain in her lower limbs and upper limbs. The pain was so great that she had a hard time walking. She went to the doctor. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And it so happened that she always put into practice prayer. Every time she would praying before our God, when she would pray along our leadership, our spiritual leadership, when Sister Mary Luisa preaches to us. So she knelt down as she was able to, and she said, God, you support her sister Mary Luisa's prayer. So I ask you to help me with my rheumatoid arthritis, and because I ask you, Lord, to manifest yourself in my health, I still want to live and want to serve you. And on a given day, she felt very great fire, very strong fire in her body. From that moment on, she began to stop having pain. She started to no longer feel pain in her limbs. She noticed that she started to walk easily, and when she went to the doctor, they found out that she no longer had that condition. Hallelujah, glory to our God. What a beautiful God we have. How great and how wonderful is our Heavenly Father. But also, when it came to her the grandchild, she was born with a deviation in her eye, which was really difficult for her because the doctor said that she had to be surgically intervened. But the Lord also spoke, and He had already promised He was going to manifest Himself. What a beautiful God we have. What a wonderful God we have, because during a prayer from Sister Mary Luisa, God supported that blessing, and God manifested Himself with His heavenly power, which is why we praise Him, and that is why we honor Him, for she no longer needed surgery. How beautiful and wonderful is our Heavenly Father. Glory to our God. Let us rise, brothers and sisters, because we are going to preach precisely about this. The title of the sermon tonight is Jesus Christ is the Same Yesterday, Today, and Forever. This, and we're going to read in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, we are going to read, or better yet, chapter 13, rather, to move with time. Book of the Hebrews, chapter number 13. As the Bible rightly states, something very beautiful, something wonderful, because the title of the sermon is in verse number 8, and the blessing, the word, the most beautiful thing we can receive, his gospel, his pure and beautiful, wonderful gospel, in verse number 8 states in chapter 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse number 9, do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Amen. Glory to our God. Please take your seats. And once again, the title is in verse number 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We take it from this verse wherein the Apostle Paul spoke about the manifestation from our God, the wonderful manifestation and the marvelous manifestation. But then again in verse 9, there is something equally beautiful, which is, or when he, the Apostle, stated, do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, implying that it was very important that the church understood and to be able to comprehend that a living God exists, that this God in spirit exists, that the God who is truth exists, hallelujah, glory to our God, and that the gospel, the pure gospel, the teaching as stated here, we cannot change it for any other doctrine that may be different than the one we have in the scripture, and the one the Holy Spirit has revealed to us slowly as time goes on, hallelujah, glory to the Lord. This is what's most beautiful. And who is Jesus Christ? Because he said Jesus Christ the same yesterday. Is he referring to the same moment in creation? Because for him and by him all things were created, those that exist and subsist. The creation itself was made for him and by him. And since that time, God was manifesting himself in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, because God spoke to Abraham. God spoke further before to Noah, to Adam. Later on, he spoke to the judges. After that, he spoke to the prophets. It was the Lord Jesus Christ manifesting himself in antiquity, and he did so as the angel of the Lord, as the angel of the Lord who spoke to Manoah, who was the father of Samson, as the angel of the Lord manifested himself since ancient time. And even Abraham himself had a beautiful experience with Melchizedek, the priest. Who was Melchizedek? None other than our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in the shape of the priest, representing a priesthood that was going to be forever, hallelujah, glory to our God. And the Lord Jesus Christ yesterday also, when it says that he is the same yesterday, he is referring to the early church, the apostolic church, the church when the Lord Jesus came to the people of Israel, and he also spoke and he also manifested himself. For example, he spoke to the Samaritan woman, and he offered her the water of life. Whoever drank from that water would not thirst anymore, but rather out of him a fountain of water would flow for eternal life. How wonderful is our Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ kept talking. He spoke to Mary and Miriam, the children, the sisters of Lazarus, so that they, giving them a chance. And he spoke to Nicodemus as well, who was a teacher of the law of Moses, God speaking. He is the Jesus Christ of yesterday, and then we have the Jesus Christ of today, the beautiful Son of God, our old elder brother who is by the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ promised us that he was going to give us the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit was going to come to the midst of men, which was fulfilled, that which was spoken by John the Baptist, that after him one was coming, of who he was not worthy to untie his sandal strap, that he would baptize them with Holy Spirit and fire. And that word was fulfilled, glory to our God. Because today the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ, today the Lord Jesus Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ of today, gives us the baptism with the Holy Spirit, imparts us the Holy Spirit, the spiritual gifts, manifests himself with his heavenly power, manifests himself with his glorious power. How great and wonderful is our God. But the better, the best thing yet is that the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit today speaks to us through dreams, speaks to us through visions, speaks to us through prophecy. What a beautiful God we have. How great is our God. But also the Bible speaks of God of tomorrow, or we already explained. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. We explained that already. And who is the Jesus Christ of tomorrow? As the title of the sermon, he is the one who lives forever. The everlasting God, for he is forever, as the book of Revelation says that he is the Alpha and the Omega, that he has no beginning nor an end, that he is the one who is, who was, and is to come. The Almighty Hallelujah, glory to our God. And that is wonderful in and of itself, which is why Jesus Christ is yesterday, same yesterday. Jesus Christ is the same today. And that's why Jesus Christ is the same forever, because he is the same. Because just as he manifested himself in antiquity, he continues to do so in today, and he will continue doing so generation after generation. Our Lord Jesus Christ manifested himself when he spoke to Abraham to warn him, or to tell him that he should go to a land that he did not know, to go to a land that would flow with milk and honey, but that he didn't know, the land of Canaan. And Abraham left Ur of the Chaldeans. He left Babylon and went to Canaan. And he arrived not knowing where he was going, yet he left knowing that he trusted God. He went out and put himself in the hands of God. He knew God was going to bless him, and he knew that God is going to manifest himself. The Lord said to him that he should leave from the land of idolatry, that he was going to experience along the trip many experiences. And that is similar to our lives today when the Lord gives us commands. Perhaps many of them are very simple, very, very simple, that we stay at a job, for instance, or that we forsake advice, or that we forsake friends that are not in our best interest. The trip Abraham started is the journey we embark on when the Lord begins to manifest himself in our lives, when he speaks to us, when he starts to speak to us, when he starts to make promises to us. And just as Abraham was going by the hand of God, we also go by the hand of our God. And just as Abraham trusted in the Lord, we too trust in the Lord. And just as Abraham was prospered, we too shall be prospered. And we have been prospered, and we will be prospered, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who among you gives the glory and honor to the Lord? Thanks to our God. But likewise, the same God acts the same way, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also, for those who perhaps do not obey God, for those who do not value him, back then, the Lord brought punishment upon them. There's a clear example with Sodom and Gomorrah. They were about to be destroyed because of their sin. Wickedness had come before the presence of God. And God behaved in a very specific way, just as he does today. He spoke to Abraham as he speaks to us. He manifested himself to him because he was a prophet. He was a son of his. Today, God also does the same thing. He blesses us. He speaks to us. He guides us, but also blesses us if we do that which is good. If we do not, he also rebukes us or punishes us, for we do not do his will. But why is everything the same? Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because he is the same God. Because he thinks the same way. Because he behaves the same way. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, glory to our God. That is why the Bible motivates us very much. Because the Bible teaches us and gives us examples and illustrates the way the relationship between that living God, the everlasting God, has been with human beings, and how the relationship is with us, because he is the same God who lives. How great, how wonderful, how beautiful is the Lord. And this has to be really useful to us, for instance, for us to pray, for us to speak to the Lord, because it also has to be a sound reason. When we speaks to us, not only does he speak to us about difficult situations, when he speaks to us, he also speaks to us about blessings, but as well as dangers and maybe threats, so that we pray to him. What did Abraham do when it came to Sodom and Gomorrah? He prayed to God so that he would have mercy on his nephew Lot. He prayed for the wife of Lot, and he prayed for the daughters of Lot, and God heard Abraham. Today, this is the same. God also hears us. Today, it is the same. God also announces the things that are going to come so that we may remain attentive, so that we are warned, and so that the manifestation of God be real in our lives, and we may understand and be witnesses that we have a wonderful God, that we have a God of mercy, that we have a God of power who has given us proof of his heavenly power. Hallelujah, glory to our God. There was a testimony of a brother in Africa, in Mozambique. His name was Zacharias. He didn't know the Church of the Lord at that time. He was an evangelical pastor at the time, and he was seeking God. He told the Lord that he wanted to live the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, that he wanted to know what is written in Corinthians chapter 12 about concerning prophecy, and that he wanted to prophesy. Back then in Africa, near the place where he lived, there was a gathering, a meeting of pastors. Pastors of several denominations and congregations came together. One of them approached him at the moment when they were taking a break, and he asked him, Zacharias, what's your aspiration, spiritually speaking? What do you long for? And very happily he said, how much do I long to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit? I would love to have spiritual experiences with the Holy Spirit. And this man approached him in such a kind way, such a tender, smiley way, and said, then you have to write down the name of this church I'm going to give you, because in that church you have everything you want. Please write this name down: Church of God, Ministry of Jesus Christ International. Write it down. And then that man, he didn't see him again, even though during certain breaks he tried to look for him, but he could no longer find him. He didn't see him. This was an angel. He had a vision. Hallelujah, glory to the Lord. And God manifested himself through that man, but because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever and today and forever, just as Abraham, to whom angels manifested themselves also, as people in antiquity. I repeat, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who among you gives the glory to the Lord for that? That's why we have to have conviction. That's why we cannot change this, the God who manifests himself in our lives. That's why we have to be steadfast in our hearts. That's why we must be certain, and that's why we must have conviction. And we cannot change this beauty of the gospel we have, the purity of the gospel we have. We cannot change it for any other facet or any other doctrine, because here verse number 9 states, for it is good that the heart be established by grace. What does that mean? That we must believe in the gospel. We must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus Christ lives forever. That is why we love him. That's why we trust in him. That's why we praise him. That is why we exalt him. That is why we honor him. And that's why we glorify him. That is why we give him praise, for he is blessed, for he is great, for he is beautiful, for he is wonderful. Hallelujah, glory to our God. But Zacharias forgot about this. He forgot about the beautiful experience he had. Problems came up into his life. And one day he knelt down by a prayer, and he prayed to God and asked God, and he had a dream. Also in the dream, an angel manifested himself, but now in the shape of a person. And this man said to him, Zechariah, where's your book, your notebook? And in the dream, he had his notebook in his hand. And he said, open it to the page where you wrote down the name of a church. In the same dream, that was. And when he, in the dream, everything came about as though it was something real. He opened it. He looked at the name of the church, Church of God, Ministry of Jesus Christ International, and he was so excited in the dream that he woke up and said, "This is none other than the manifestation of a living God. He is confirming the second time that God wants me to seek him." He went to the internet, wrote the name of the church, of our church, and sure enough, he got in touch with the offices of the church in Europe, and the blessing for Zacharias started, and the blessing for Mozambique began, and the blessing for Africa began. How glorious and wonderful and beautiful is our God. And the Lord spoke to him, but not only did he speak about the things and the blessings that were forthcoming, but he spoke to him about a difficult that play moment, saying that that location was going to live a difficult time, and there was a cyclone that came, and all the houses in the region where he lived, they all came crumbling down. And in that house where 20 people were gathering, a house made out of a very weak material, it was the only one that didn't fall, because at the time 20 people were getting together to watch the Bible studies and to seek the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, glory to our Lord. How beautiful is our God, how wonderful is our Lord, who among you gives the glory to the Lord, who among you blesses the Most High, because God is blessed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's not forget this. That's why whenever you're facing trouble, say, "Help me," as you did with Abraham. Whenever you're faced with hardship, say, "Lord, help me," just as you did with Jacob. Look at the way you protected them. Look at the way you brought them out of problem. Help me as well, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I trust in you, and I know you are the same God of the Bible. And that's why I read the Bible. So I know you. So I know how to please you. So I may know what your will is. So I may know how you're good. Your will is good, pleasing, and perfect. And so that I love you every day and trust in you every more. That is the way in which we ought to pray to the Lord. Just as the Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter number 1 rightly states that the Apostle Paul said, "The Lord has always spoken, and the Lord has done this in various ways." Let us read it when this is confirmed, that the Lord is the one who speaks, and that the Bible is truth, and that the Word has come to us today. Blessed is our God. And tomorrow it will come to all generations. Times may go by, years may go by, ages may go by, but God does not change. His way of behaving towards man does not change. Ages may pass by, but he does not change. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 1. It is written in the Bibles, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in the past to the fathers by the prophets. He states, God, who at various times, and what does it say? It says various times. It is written. It cannot be clearer. God, who's at various times, God speaks. This is so that we understand. This is so that we are certain of this, so that we are sure that God speaks, that God manifests himself, and that he speaks to us in many ways. He says, at various ways and in various ways. Of course, he speaks to us through the gift of prophecy. He speaks to us through the dreams. He speaks to us through visions, and he speaks to us through revelations. Our God is wonderful. What a blessing. This is the God we introduce you to, a living God of power, not a God that is just confined to an image, but a God who manifests himself in a glorious and wonderful way. A sister a few days ago was telling us that her husband had been hired by a company to work in another country outside of Colombia. And because she was just starting that job, she didn't have the money to be able to travel, to go, her and her children, to go travel to meet her husband. But the Holy Spirit spoke The one who ought to speak spoke. The Holy Spirit spoke to her through prophecy and said, "Do not worry. I am going to solve your problem, and you will travel very soon, you and your own." And a friend, or some friends of her husband, gave her airplane tickets, and they gave her airplane tickets. But when she looked at the airplane tickets, they had already expired. Nonetheless, she went to the airport, even though the tickets had expired, and they talked to them. And the manager of the airline told her, "Don't worry, we accept these airplane tickets, even though they're expired. But you're also missing a few documents. But you know what? I'm not sure what we're going to do this, but I," a representative of the airplane said, "I am going to go with you to the other country so you have no problem." They traveled together. When they got to that airport in that country, she went in and talked to the authorities and said, "She was transferred by our company. She is accompanying us, and she's going to be performing a special task in this country, please." And they were allowed to go in. Today she is with her husband and with the children, her husband, enjoying the blessings of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. Does God exist? Of course God exists. Is God truth? Of course God is truth. Is he the same God? Of course he is the same God. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the same one yesterday, today, and forever. How glorious is our Lord. How beautiful and wonderful is our God. How wonderful is our Heavenly Father. And in chapter number 2, in verse number 1, the Bible presents a condition to us all. Therefore, chapter 2, verse 1, Hebrews. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed, meaning we must be more careful, pay closer attention, and strive even more. We must seek him even more. We must desire him every day more. We must long for the things of God every day more, even more, and give ourselves more to God every day, and trust in him every day, and give the more earnest heed, because the blessing is not always for this life. This blessing transcends time, for it is to salvation and eternal life in the heavenly dwelling places. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. It is a beautiful blessing because it is forever. This blessing is. It is an honor. Do not reject this invitation. An invitation to a place where the manifestation of God is real, where we live a direct contact with God. God with you and you with God. God is the one who is going to bless you, where God is going to transform you, where God is the one who gives you peace, where God of heaven is the one who gives you joy. The God of heaven prepares that path of salvation and eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. That's why there's a beautiful chorus that says, "I want more of Christ. I want more of his presence. I want more of his power. I want more of him." The Bible states, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard. What have we heard? Everything the Holy Spirit has spoken to us. What has he spoken to us? Or how has the Holy Spirit spoken to us? Throughout all the sermons, all the Bible studies, all the sermons led by our sister Maria Luisa. And we must pay attention, the Bible states. Give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard. What else have we heard? The way the Bible very generously introduces us to things. What we hear during the testimonies are experiences that are palpable and practical, that God fulfills his word, that God fulfills his presence. And it says that we must give the more earnest heed, because version number 2:1 states, lest we drift away, lest we not value, lest we lose this blessing. No, that cannot happen to us, because God is going to help us, because we have the Holy Spirit, glory to our God, and the Holy Spirit is with us by our side and in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us and warns us. He warns us indeed, and He guides us that we do not go to the right hand or to the left, but rather that we may always carry on in a straight line, seeking that which is perfect, honoring the Word of God, and rightly putting the Word of truth, so that we thus attain the rewards in this life and in the next. Hallelujah, glory to our God. And verse number 4, we are going to read the power of God, which is abundant power, generous power, limitless power, the scripture reads. God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. And this is what we share to you, what we live. We want to share it with you, because here in the church we have the signs constantly, we have great deeds, wonders constantly, miracles such as the testimonies we've heard, that is a constant affair, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit on a constant basis. For in this church is led and ruled by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, glory to our God. It is a church where the Holy Spirit manifests Himself, where the power of the Most High is with us, and faithfully we may live. What His Word states, that this is a gospel that is complete in demonstration of Spirit power and Holy Spirit. Glory to the Lord. Various miracles that happened very recently in an event of the Maria Luisa de Moreno International Foundation, which is a foundation, just so that everybody knows, a not-for-profit organization that has locations in over 11 countries, that dedicates its activities to help the needy, the less fortunate, through education and humanitarian help and aid. That is what they do, using as its base the moral values of our church. There was a young woman who had been born with her feet turned, meaning the right foot was turned to was on the left side and the and also the other one. And this young woman does not attend the church. Just the fact that she was looking at all the events and the activities of the foundation, and in those pictures, as she was watching those activities from the foundation, she was watching our sister Maria Luisa, who is its president, the president of the Maria Luisa de Moreno Foundation. And she said very excitedly, what a beautiful job they have done, because there were a lot of activities and pictures for people with disabilities. Activities that the Maria Luisa de Moreno Foundation does. An hour later, she left saying, this really comes from God, because everything they do is very beautiful. And an hour later, she was walking perfectly well because God worked a miracle in her. Hallelujah, glory to God. Her feet turned to the place where they were supposed to. Those are the miracles we are talking about at this moment, brothers and sisters. What happens is that we must seek Him more. We must give ourselves to Him more. We must congregate to God. Now that our locations are opening back up, our worship places are being opened again, we look and go to the website and attend the church in person, because this is the mystery of the congregation. In the congregation, we're going to enjoy the spiritual gifts. We will enjoy laying on of hands. We will enjoy the gift of prophecy, and any laziness will go away. We will be able to read the Bible fluently. We'll be able to praise Him fluently. We'll be able to glorify our God fluently. We'll have liberty and freedom to seek the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gifts. And that means something even greater, that we are not going to to sin because we will not feel like sinning, because the Holy Spirit is going to help us in our weaknesses, and any sin is not going to be of our interest because a person who has given himself to God, a person who is diligent, as the Bible states here, that gives the most earnest heed and seeks God and realizes and is clear that he stands before a living God of power. And you know, we are before a living God of power, great and wonderful and marvelous and powerful and mighty. That's why we value the spiritual things. That's why we value the Jesus Christ who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why we value and seek God, and that is why we feel privileged and blessed to know that God is with us. And truthfully, this is written in the Bible, in the Gospel according to John. Let us read chapter number 14, where the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples that it was to their advantage for him to depart, for he was going to send a comforter, that he was not going to leave them orphans, that he was going to die, sure, that he was going to go before the presence of the Father, but he was going to send another comforter, because he had been the people's comfort. He brought comfort to the lost sheep of the people of Israel. He had brought comfort to the poor in spirit. He had brought comfort to those who were meek of heart, who opened their souls to embrace the gospel. Even if they were sinning at the time, he comforted them. He brought them the good news of salvation. And today, the Holy Spirit is the other comforter, the promise that our Lord Jesus Christ made from the Father. It is with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Blessed and glorified is his name. He is the wonderful comforter, which is why we are completely full of happiness, completely full of joy, praising and glorifying our God. Verse number 26, chapter number 14, just so we understand that this comforter is indeed the Holy Spirit, so that everyone understands who the helper, who the comforter is. It states verse 26, but the helper, or as the King James Version states, the comforter, in this case, the helper, the Holy Spirit. But this makes it very clear that the helper or comforter is the Holy Spirit, that the Father, whom the Father will send in my name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, he will teach you all things. And here we have the sermon, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When he stated in verse number 16, clearly stating, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper or comforter, that he may abide with you until when? Forever. Who among you gives the glory to God? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And today, with the Holy Spirit, he will be forever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. That's why we must value this. Of course we will. How could we not value this beautiful blessing? A blessing that has filled us with joy. A blessing that is so exceedingly beautiful, that has filled us with peace. Even if we're faced with adversities and difficulties and hardships and tribulations, we have hope, because our hope is set on a promise. When God speaks, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. And he will be until when? Forever. Forever. This was not just for the early apostolic church. It is for us, for you all, so that you may seek the manifestation, the exceedingly manifestation and beautiful manifestation, for it is forever, since he is the same yesterday and forever, and he will be until when? Forever. In Mexico, a sister, for her to be able to maintain, support her family, she sold milk, but she sold milk door to door. This is what she did routinely. She hadn't come to the church, this woman, yet at the time, But her desire, her longing was to have a child, but she was unable to bear children. And yet, she kept working, and one of the people who used to buy milk was a nurse. And she told her story to this nurse and said, I would like to have a children, to have children, but I'm sterile. And she said, I can give you shots, injections, to look at your, to see if you're sterile, sterile. And so she became pregnant, and she had her son. And days after, her son was born, and she went to look for the nurse to thank her. She knocked on the nurse's home, but she couldn't find the nurse anywhere. The nurse was not there. That nurse did not exist. Time went on, years went on, and after a couple of years, she had a chance, this woman, to attend the church. This woman I'm talking about who sold milk, she went to the church of the Lord, received prophecy, and the Lord said, you know me from time before. And she said, but I never heard about God. When she went, as she was going out of the church, she looked at the pictures, and in the pictures, she saw her sister Mary Louise, and she said, this is the nurse who gave me the shots for my infertility, and that is why I'm able to have my son. May the glory and the honor be to our God. Well, how beautiful is our God. How wonderful is our God. Such pride, such privilege, brothers and sisters, which is why we honor our God with all our heart, which is why we honor Him with all our soul, which is why we praise Him, which is why we bless Him. That is why we exalt Him, and that's why we glorify Him, because we know that He lives, and He lives forever, and He came to give us life, but especially to give us life after death, give us salvation and eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. Let us rise. We are going to sing a chorus to our God. Before we pray, there is a chorus that allows us to see the sermon tonight. I have a living God. Title, curse number 27. I have a living God. Let us sing to the Lord with our heart. Let us bless His name. Let us be exalted. How glorious and wonderful is our God. Our God who fills us with happiness. Our God fills us with conviction. Our Lord awakens our conscience, our faith and hope to know that everything in Him is possible, which is why we're going to pray to our Heavenly Father. Let's not doubt. Let's not cast doubt over His will. He can proceed according to His plan and His will. So let us pray for all our needs, for all our requests, but mainly because of the pandemic. Let us also pray to the Lord about for Colombia and for all the nations where there are difficulties and difficult moments. But let us do it with the conviction that the God and the Jesus Christ we're talking about is the same yesterday and forever. The powerful and great deeds He did yesterday, He can do them today. It isn't just enough for you, with you believing Him and praying according to His will. Let us all pray together. Blessed God, Holy Father of heaven, Lord God of glory, how great and how wonderful is Your name. What an honor, what a blessing, and what a privilege to be able to partake of such a wonderful gospel. Such a wonderful gospel to know that You live, to know You exist, to know that even since the creation itself and the foundation of the world, You were already the Son of God, because our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and the Son of God is God, and God is with us. The growth of Your church bears account and bears witness of Your blessing. The growth of Your church bears witness to Your glorious manifestation today. Today, the pandemic has wreaked havoc in many lives, in many facets of our lives, and the work-wise, financial-wise, family-wise. Heavenly Father, just as Abraham prayed for the righteous of the earth, because You have been raising up Your church upon the face of the earth, and there are many righteous who seek You, who are striving to please You out of love for the righteous and those whom You will bring to Your church. those for love of to the work of evangelization Jesus Maria Luisa has carried out, and for out of love for the righteous whom you will call, manifest yourself by rebuking every work of the devil with the pandemic, every work and deed by the devil, and every social distress, O Lord. You can glorify yourself, for you cover it all. Manifest yourself by rebuking, by bringing peace, by bringing, Lord, the peacemakers, by quenching the wrath of the enemy, but especially allowing people to have a dialogue with one another and comprehend one another. Beloved Lord, we come before you today. Heavenly Father, please, as it pertains to our loved ones, Father of glory, we ask you with all our heart, we ask you with all our soul, that you lay your hands on them. With all due respect, we ask you to incline your ear, Lord, and hear their prayers. And may the great wondrous deeds and miracles and wondrous works be done. Oh Lord, we want to know about you. Make this sermon come to life. Allow us to live this in our daily life practically. Oh Lord, this sermon, and may at this time many miracles be worked, healings be worked, great miracles, great deeds, wondrous deeds, O Lord. May you glorify yourself with your Heavenly Father for us to declare to the world that you are life, that you are a living God. You are a glorious and wonderful God. Bless your church upon the face of the earth. May there be an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the hearts. May the spiritual gifts be delivered, so we may be ready for the multitudes you shall bring to your church to know your truth. Bless, O Lord, your beloved servant, the leader you have appointed upon the church, Sister Maria Luisa. Reward her day after day with your support and presence with each passing day, because today we see the fruit of her dedication when the church has grown and throughout the world. We have preached about you, we have praised you, we have exalted you, and we've asked all of this to you in the name who is above all name, the name of he who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, may the blessing of the Most High be upon each of you. May the God of heaven hear you and have heard your prayers, and may you soon may see the stretched out and merciful hand of our God. May God bless you immensely.